We're on with Dustin Detrick, Vice President and Business Banking Relationship Manager at Associated Bank. Dustin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
I'm going to focus our conversation today on jobs, jobs, jobs. The latest jobs report, which was delayed from last week. This was the report showing we gained a surprising 130,000 jobs, but there were some major revisions to that. Let's get first into this current jobs report, and then we can go back and look at some of that other stuff. The estimate was for 55,000, but we hit 130,000. That's a strong number.
Absolutely. Beats expectations. Unemployment ticked down a bit from 4.4 to 4.3, so that's a strong start.
Talk to us a little bit about some of the revisions. The report included major revisions that reduced the number of jobs created last year by a lot. It was 181,000 down from 584,000, so it was revised down from that number. The weakest since the pandemic year 2020. Sort of a mixed bag today. We had this 1 month of strong gains, but then last year turned out to be weaker than we expected. Can we glean anything about the jobs market from either of these reports?
You know, I think the adjustments are becoming the normal, and looking back, there seems to have been large adjustments for the last few years. And I think, as I've said before on a couple of calls ago, I think it's just an outdated way to collect information and how they view it. And so I think the BLS needs to really understand faster and better with all the data and information we have. But I just think it's an okay jobs market. I think there's people shelling some jobs and people adding some jobs. But I think if we really look at the unemployment number, that's 4.3. That's well within the full unemployment from the Fed side. And so even though there's some ups and some downs, I think the real number is the unemployment, and it continues to be strong.
Do you have any doubts about the numbers you're seeing coming out of the BLS?
Again, for the last few years, there's been huge adjustments. I think, you know, one of the last years on Biden's side, there was like a million adjustment. And then, yeah, for the last 12 months, obviously, there's some bickering back and forth. There was somebody who got booted, essentially, from the BLS. And so I doubt the numbers. I don't know how they necessarily gauge them. There's some, again, some antiquated ways, like some surveys and some questions. And so I just think that with all the data and all the information we have, they need to up their game as far as more current data. So I do just sort of take it as is, and again, focus on the unemployment rate, which again, to me, ticked down a bit to 4.3.
Yeah, but doesn't the unemployment rate have something to do with those numbers, though?
They do. Yeah, I mean, again, so at this point, you know, those new jobs gained in January essentially took it down to 4.3%. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, you got to gauge it off something. But when there's all these back and forth and adjustments, and there was 50, and then we took away 34, and then we added 10, you know, to me, it's just a lot of noise. And the easy index for me is just to stick to that unemployment rate and try to muddy through all that back and forth from the BLS.
And then when you bring in some of the outside, the government companies that have been gauging jobs, there's the ADP company, the private payroll company. They reported just 22,000 jobs were added in January. And then we had this report from Challenger Grain Christmas, which is based here in Chicago. It's this outplacement firm that showed the number of layoffs in January was the highest since 2009.
Yeah, you know, essentially UPS and Amazon were the big chunk of that, about 50,000 of those 100,000 jobs that were, cut in January. January, the last time that it happened was 2009, but in October there was 150,000 cuts. There's private and there's public. There's some people adding, some people taking away. I think it just goes back to the sentiment, you know, on the business side as well as on the consumer side, you know, the tariffs and the interest rates. Obviously, the economy, potential recession, a lot of people are just concerned or hesitant, if you will. And so I think all that plays into it. But, you know, the economy's had an annual GDP, assuming 4.4% last year. Unemployment's 4.3%. Inflation seems to be tampering or moderately going down. And so indicators are strong, but the way people feel are important, too. And I think that's playing out into the job side of the fence, where a lot of businesses are just low hire sort of mentality, where they're taking care of those folks that they have. You know, wage increases are going up, so they're paying the employees that they're keeping are, you know, essentially on board already. And so to me, the job report's there. There's a lot of noise with a lot of stuff going on. So to me, again, go back to the unemployment rate, see where the GDP is and see where inflation is.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little about what you're hearing from local companies here. I know you have your ear to the ground. What do you hear from local companies, not only in terms of jobs, potential layoffs coming, but also just the health of their companies as they look forward to this year?
You know, I think post-COVID, a lot of companies did really, really well. And whether it was the business, some of those incentives or some of the money they got from the government, a little bit of both. And then, you know, for the last few years, I think it's just been tougher. I think it's been tighter as far as back to normal and running a business. There wasn't this big, huge burst of people with extra money and spending and savings. And so I think they're finally, you know, sort of figuring out efficiency and operating rhythm, you know, after a few years of not having it. I think they're positive for the future. I think they're a little hesitant on today. You know, ever since Liberation Day, the tariffs have weighed a lot on folks and how that's going to play out. And unfortunately, it can change, you know, daily. Again, the last time we talked, somebody talked about a tariff bazooka, which I still don't know what that is in Europe. But so those unknowns, those sort of hesitations are there. And so my business folks are right there. They're not exactly expanding. They're not exactly growing. They're sort of just waiting. And I think that shows in the jobs, and I think that shows in the business sentiment. But weirdly enough, you know, 60% of those business folks think that their business is going to be great and that the economy is going to be great. So again, it's just a bit of a lag and all that tariff and interest rate. Now you add in some of that geopolitical stuff in Europe and South America even. And so it's definitely different times going on for sure.
And what are they waiting for?
Yeah, again, I think the tariff gloom and doom, I think, is sort of residing a bit. And I think people are sort of looking now towards AI employment takeover as the next sort of gloom and doom. And I think they're just waiting for consistency. And I honestly think with some of these tariffs and how they've played out and how they're sort of every day can be applied, it's what they're waiting for is some consistency, some known. And right now, there's quite a bit of unknown still. Again, and so now with the geopolitical stuff, they just want some calmness and some direction. But there's still plenty of companies, the bigger ones, they have a little bit more manpower, a little bit more data to kind of figure out how to be agile and adjust. But, you know, some of the smaller, call it mid-cap groups, are just waiting for some of the dust to settle, if you will. And I think 2026, across the board, you know, a lot of people consistently say they see good things happening in 2026. I agree. I think the business owners are on board. So I honestly think waiting was in 25, 26. I think it'll be moving forward.
There was a new report that said business owners are more increasingly shouldering the rising costs of all of this. You mentioned tariffs. There's a couple of other things in there as well, inflation, costs of goods and that sort of thing, to protect workers. So they're taking on more of these costs. How are they doing that, and what's the effect of that being?
You know, wages are going up, benefits are going up, but there's been a compression on their margins. You know, inflation's been a real thing for 4 or 5 years. You know, this whole tariff thing has been weighing on people for almost a year now. And so they're cutting into their profits. They're, you know, some of what I've seen, people are taking from their personal sort of finances and their savings. And so they're absolutely protecting their business and their employees. Training's expensive, bringing on new people's expensive. You know, the last time we talked, college graduates are having a tough time getting jobs because it's exactly what this story is about. They're taking care of their folks. They got to make more. They got to have better benefits to stay. And unfortunately, some of these business owners are taking it out of their profit or even taking it out of their savings.
Yeah, 15% of small businesses, according to this report, 13% of mid-market owners reduced their own retirement savings in the past year, 14% of small business owners, 13% of mid-market owners tapped into personal retirement funds to support their business in the past 12 years. That's not sustainable, is it?
You know, it's not easy, for sure. I mean, that's their long-term planning. That's their family planning. And so, to me, it's not sustainable. I mean, you get, you know, 5 or 6 of those years dramatically, right? You're going to essentially squash all your 401k, all your savings. And if your business isn't profitable to where you're taking 15% out of your 401k or savings, you know, it's probably a sinking ship, right? And so I don't see it as sustainable. I don't think it'll be necessary. And again, I think of 2026, a lot of that is going to be in the wayside. Growth will happen. Expansion will happen. Business will be back to normal. So I see good things in 26.
Yeah. Part of the defensive approach that some of these small businesses are taking are focusing on prioritizing customer retention. So that is do everything at any cost to maintain your customer base, right?
Yeah, you know, cost to acquire a consumer or cost to acquire a customer is not cheap. And, you know, with the new ways of doing things, there's also a learning curve with digital and Google AdWords and jokingly TikTok and however else they're getting in front of those customers. So absolutely keep them on board, keep them profitable. You know, with inflation and as we said, some of the tariff sort of prices that have made it through, prices have went up. And a lot of consumers are making a choice of their wallet. Where am I going to spend my money? And even wages are going up, so are costs and prices, right? So you have to make a conscious decision of where am I going to take my dollar and where am I going to spend it. So these businesses are, I think, are aware that their prices are going up, so they're going to do whatever they can to protect and not have that expense of going after new if they don't have to.
Dustin, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
As always, I'm always on LinkedIn, Associated Bank, Dustin Detrick, Business Banking. So give me a call, shoot me an email. Happy to have a conversation, see what we can do to help.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you next time.
Have a great day, Steve. Thanks.